for the Clearwater Threshers as they return to action today against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, looking for a bit of breathing room as they move to one game ahead of Fort Myers in first place in the West Division last night. Josh Sperber here on the Threshers Broadcast Network as we get ready for tonight's ball game and take a look at the Mighty Muscles starting lineup. Yasser Mercedes in the leadoff spot for the first time. He has been hitting third in every other game this series. Jake Thomason moved up to second, and Pancho Ruiz back in the lineup, hitting third for the Mighty Muscles. Jose Rodriguez remains the cleanup man. Miguel Briseño bats fifth. And Anakel Del Rosario, Maddox Houghton, the DH, Peyton Carr, and Yolander Martinez rounding out the order for the Mighty Muscles. And on the hill for the Beach, or the Threshers, is Luke Gabriel. 5 2/3 innings of work, 7 Ks, but he has allowed a couple of runs in every start so far. This is Gabriel's fourth ever professional start, though, so still kind of getting acclimated to pro ball, but Gabriel certainly has the stuff to succeed. He's got a fastball that can reach up to 96 and usually sits at around 95 for the 15th rounder out of St. Joe's over in Pennsylvania. Gabriel certainly has the strikeout stuff, and we hope that he's got some of it tonight as he takes on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles for the first time in his professional career. Top of the first inning, we'll begin with Yasser Mercedes in center field for the second straight night, getting his first chance as the leadoff man. He was walked twice, was hit by a pitch, and stole 4 bases all successfully last night. First pitch, fastball, just missing inside to Mercedes. It's a 1-0 count as we are underway at 6:32 p.m. here in Clearwater. Now the 1-0 from Gabriel, cut on and missed, and the count evens at 1-1. Mercedes has been in a 3-spot all series for the Mighty Muscles. Three swings and a miss to the breaking ball there. Count now 1-2. Gabriel, fastball, sinker, change, cutter, a slider, the 5-pitch mix for the righty. 21 years old out of Wilmington, Delaware, before he went to St. Joseph's for his college ball. 1-2. Outside on the cut fastball. It is now 2-2 to Yasser Mercedes. He has played in center field and right field. Does have one RBI and a couple runs scored over the course of this week. 2-2 outside on the slider. Now the count will fill up at 3-2. .96 on that sinker from Gabriel. He's got 2 pitches that can go into the mid to upper 90s. Payoff to Mercedes, and that's a called strike three. Yasser Mercedes knew it. Fastball zips to the outside corner. And Luke Gabriel has a punch out to start off this first inning. That'll bring up Jade Thomason, and we'll take a look at the defense behind the right-hander in Luke Gabriel right after this strikeout. Nasty pitch on that sinker on the outer corner. So after the first pitch to Thomason, we'll set the Threshers' defense as Gabriel is set, kicks and fires, fastball low, 1-0 the count. Behind Luke Gabriel with his battery mate Eduardo Taí at the backstop, Raider Tello at first, Aron Escobar at second, Diego Gonzalez at short, Brady Day at third, as this one misses low and in. 2-0, that one rolling back to the backstop. Griffin Burkholder makes his season debut out in right field for the Threshers. Dante Norrie in center, Avery Owusu-Asiedu out in left field. 2-0 to Thomason, who is team-leading fourth home run of the season during the Mighty Muscles' last victory, as he takes a fastball upstairs to make it 3-0. Thomason tied for second in the league along with 2 Threshers, Eduardo Taí and Aron Escobar, with 4 long balls this year. 3-0 pitch, and the fastball gets over for a strike. 3-1 now to Thomason, playing first base tonight for the Mighty Muscles. Most of his homers have been solo shots, as he has 6 ribbies so far this season. 3-1, and the breaking ball misses low. That is ball 4. So a strikeout of the first batter, a walk of the second, as Jay Thomason becomes the first base runner of the game for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. So Thomason is on first, still one out in a scoreless top half of the first inning. And now Pancho Ruiz, the big catcher, coming up to the plate for the Muscles. Thomason's off for second, pitches a strike, throw to Escobar is just in time. Aaron Escobar diving to the dirt to make that catch and keep the ball in front of him so that Thomason could be retired. And Eduardo Tait showing off his elite arm strength from behind the dish. First off, this is also a great pitch by Luke Gabrish. And a great throw. Escobar went just a little bit too far away from the second base bag, but it didn't matter. Perfect throw from Tait. And now it's 0-2 with two outs to Pancho Ruiz after the caught stealing. The 0-2 is hit on the ground towards short, rolling towards Gonzalez. He gobbles it up, fires to first in time. And that'll do it for the first inning. Great defense from Clearwater. A throw down, got a runner at second. And it's a 1-2-3 frame in the top half of the first inning as the Threshers grab the bats when we return.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, May 16th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Project Pup. Whether or not you have a pet at home, you can purchase a special ticket package that includes a Layla and Lucy May figurine. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com to find the promo code for this one-of-a-kind deal and get your tickets today.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
For your Threshers, Aaron Escobar leads things off once again. Dante Norrie, Eduardo Tait, and Griffin Burkholder in his season debut, hitting cleanup. Joel Dreguz, the designated hitter. Then Brady Day in the sixth spot. Raider Tello, Diego Gonzalez, and Avery Owusu-Aseda. Those are the starting nine for the Threshers that face one of the top pitching prospects for the Minnesota Twins in Dason Hill. He's been compared to Chris Sale by multiple members of the Twins organization as a lanky lefty with plenty of whip in that slider. And if we're doing MLB player comparisons, I've got an MLB alumni that reminds me of Aaron Escobar, as Escobar swings and misses at the fastball there from Dason Hill. Kind of reminds me, does Escobar, of Adrian Beltre. Less so in the field, but both of those guys swing at the ball like they're trying to break it. 1-1, fastball. Low, and a called strike, and here's the first challenge of the day, and on the ABS.
The pitch was called strike. Myers is challenging.
That was the home plate umpire by Ron Matos. Xander Huddleston is on the bases today, and Escobar gets it right.
Calls all a turn. Clearwater has two challenges remaining.
So 1-2 turns to 2-1, courtesy of Byron Matos and the ABS, and Escobar, who was rated as having the best strike zone discipline in all of the Phillies organization by Baseball America at the conclusion of 2024, now is ahead in the count 3-1. Escobar had a walk-to-strikeout ratio of over 2-1, 21 walks, 10 Ks last season. And an unfortunate check swing for Escobar knocks foul a breaking ball from Dason Hill. And that'll fill up the count at 3-2. So three balls, two strikes to the leadoff man here in the bottom first, kicking the pitch. Hit on the ground, back up the middle, over the glove of Hill, and it's scooped up by Briseño. The pick at first is not in time. Should be a throwing error on Miguel Briseño as that one bounced in the dirt before it bounced off the glove of Jay Thomason. And Escobar, who was reached in every game he's played so far this season, will get to first on an error to lead off the game. And Miguel Briseño making a running throw, but you could tell that that one was spiked a little bit and ended up in the dirt before Thomason could nab it. And Dante Norris in the batter's box for the Threshers with Aaron Escobar taking the lead off first. He's 0 for 1 in steal attempts this season. Off goes Escobar. First pitch is low and away for a ball, and no shot at second as Escobar gets his first stolen base of the season. Off and running as soon as he touched the first base bag, he knew he was going to second, and Escobar getting a great jump on this one. Look at that. The shortstop on Heldel Rosario knew not even to go down and try and apply the tag on Arome because he had already made it safely in a second. So now a 1-0 count on Dante Nuri and a runner in scoring position for the Threshers here in the bottom of the first inning after a scoreless first for Fort Myers. Dason Hill sets up. Lefty-lefty battle. And Hill kicks and fires. Fastball in the dirt, and it's 2-0. Here's the defense for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles behind Dason Hill, with Hill's battery mate being Pancho Ruiz. Jay Thomason at first, Miguel Briseño at second, Angel Del Rosario at short, and then Yoander Martinez at third. Jose Rodriguez, Yasser Mercedes, Maddox Houghton from left to right in the outfield for Fort Myers. Fastball missing outside to Nori. 3-0 the count to the Threshers' first-round pick. As Dason Hill, the number 13 prospect in the Twins system, picked 69th overall by Minnesota. 3-0 the pitch, straight take by Nori, and the get-me-over fastball does the trick for Hill. Three balls and one strike the count. And there's been a lot of talk about Aaron Escobar's long on-base streak of 15 games, not including this one, but Dante Nori has a pretty impressive one that he's working on right now and is one ball away from extending. 3-1 pitch, another fastball, another called strike from Dason Hill. That one on the outer half, and it's 3-2 now to Dante Nori. Nori, in his past 12 games, has reached base in every single one of them. Two RBIs, 14 for 47 during that span, with seven runs scored. Payoff pitch coming to Dante. Escobar, with a sizable lead on second, being held on by Del Rosario, as Hill takes the chance to step off. So he takes a quick timeout with the pitch clock dwindling, and now it's reset for the 3-2. Hill looks over at second where Escobar's dancing around. He stays put. Nori swings and misses at the payoff, and that's a drop third strike. Throw over to first base is in time for Pancho Ruiz, and that first out of the game comes out on strike number three. Strikeout number one of the day for Dason Hill, and now that'll bring up Eduardo Tyeep against the lefty Dason Hill. And I've been told that Hill is much tougher on lefties as he is righties. And this is certainly a test right at the top of the Threshers lineup. Two really solidly hitting lefties going against the lefty Hill as Tyeep bends away from a slider that curls into the zone for a called strike, bringing the count to nothing and one. One gone and one on, still scoreless here in the bottom of the first with the Threshers looking for their first hit of the night. 0-1 the pitch. Fastball up and away, and the count evens at 1-1. Escobar remains on second after his first stolen base of the season. Tyeep coming off of a 1-for-5 game with an RBI double, but he's 6 for his last 18 on the four-game hit streak. Swing and a miss out in front of the slider. And it's 1-2. And that's the mark of a really strong slider coming from a lefty pitcher against a lefty batter, one that looks like it's going to be in the zone until the very last second, where it just falls outside the zone as Tyeep is swinging, seemingly. So it's a 1-2 count to Eduardo. The pitch, curveball, settles inside, and that's a called strike three. Tyeep knew it. And two down, both on strikeouts for Dason Hill and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. And now for the first time in 2025, Griffin Burkholder, who is a prospect with a whole lot of hype for the Philadelphia Phillies, currently ranked 7th on MLB's top prospect list. He was a second-round draft pick by the Phillies out of high school. And the first pitch to Griffin is locked and loaded from Hill. He looks at Escobar, who's moving around on second. Pitch to Burkholder is low, and it's 1-0. Escobar had a big lead coming off a second. Does a great move to get around the tag. What a play from Escobar to stay on second base, as he looked like he was caught dead to rights. But Aaron Escobar with an acrobatic move to get around the tagging arm of Miguel Briseño. And we'll take another look. That is some kind of swim move, and somehow Escobar keeps his hand on the second base bag there. 1-0 to Burkholder, who hasn't played in a minor league game since his debut on August the 13th of last year against the Tampa Tarpons, as he takes a strike, 1-1. Burkholder, in his first at-bat, tripled, ended up scoring in the game against the Tarpons. His second at-bat, he got injured trying to beat out a ground ball. 1-2 now as the Virginia native swings and misses to make it a 1-2 count. And Burkholder, who is ranked as the top prep bat in the entire state of Virginia in the 2024 MLB draft, forewent a commitment to West Virginia to sign with the Phillies. Now he's got a 1-2 count on his first game back. The kick and the pitch, curveball, drop in the bucket on the outside corner, and that is strike three. After the error, three straight strikeouts. End the first inning for the Threshers. No runs, no hits. One error, one left. And we go to the second with a scoreless tie.
Come down to Baycare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Fans, make sure to stick around after tonight's game for our weekly fireworks show. The best fireworks show in Tampa Bay is right here at Baycare Ballpark every Saturday night, and that for sure includes tonight. Luke Gabrysch looked solid in the first inning, had one batter walk, but that batter was promptly caught stealing afterwards. Now he's got Pancho Ruiz ground out, he's got Jose Rodriguez, the cleanup man, to start off the inning for the Mighty Muscles. He takes a slider for a strike, 0-1 the count. Rodriguez, has three homers and nine ribbies so far this season as he takes a fastball low to make it 0-2. That looked like the sinker. You can tell the sinker, not just on the drop in the pitch, but Gabrysch's fastball is a little bit hard, comes in a little bit harder than his sinker typically. Now the 0-2 pitch. Hit on the ground towards third. Day is there, picked up on a pair of hops, flipped over to first. Tello makes the grab, and that is out number one here in the second inning. Brady Day, smooth as silk over at third base. He's actually on deck when we start the bottom of the second inning. But two more outs are needed for that, as that was out number one. Luke Gabrysch looking very efficient so far in tonight's outing. And now Miguel Briseño comes up to the plate with one gone, and the base is clear. Still scoreless as The sinker falls in for a strike on Miguel. It's a nothing and one count here in the top of the second inning. This is Gabrish's second start at home, and he has allowed fewer earned runs in each start, with today turning into his fourth. 1-1 to Briseño as the slider misses outside. Gabrish set from the stretch. Now the kick and the 1-1 pitch. Called strike on the change. Beautiful breaking ball from Luke Gabrish, and Briseño now down in a hole, 1-2. Del Rosario on deck. And that is hopefully going to be the last batter in this inning. 1-2. Hit on the ground towards short. Picked up by Gonzalez on the run. Running throw over to first. Beats Briseño by a step, two away, as Diego Gonzalez continues his solid fielding over at short. The Threshers with two really great fielders over at the shortstop position, with Nolan Beltran getting another day off today. Two gone as Gabrish has thrown a couple of quick out so far. Here's Angel Del Rosario, who lets the breaking ball bounce below the zone, 1-0. Del Rosario, six ribbies so far this season, hitting just 167 on the year. Now the 1-0. Fastball zips to the outer corner, called a strike, 1-1 to Del Rosario. In his second straight season with the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, third in the Florida State League. 1-1 the pitch. Tap foul, that one got a lot of that leg guard of Eduardo Taib, and now the count is 1-2 as Gabrish hunts for his first strikeout. One ball, two strikes, the count. Two gone here in the top second. We are still scoreless. Kick of the pitch from Gabrish. Hit on the ground, back up the middle. Gonzalez eases over to get it, fires to first, and beats Del Rosario by a step. Three grounders, all well fielded by the Threshers, and another 1-2-3 inning for Luke Gabrish. It's still scoreless, but the Threshers pick up the bats when we return.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye, on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends, when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to threshersbaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at Bay Care Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Threshers fans, you can get all of your Threshers needs on our website. Check out threshersbaseball.com for all of our promotions, game day scores, and ticket information, all on threshersbaseball.com. Three strikeouts after an error to lead off the game for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Dayson Hill took advantage of a lefty-laden top half of the Threshers order. Now he's got a power-hitting righty coming up to the plate in Joel Dragoo, as we will get started. Dragoo, Day, and Tello to lead off the second for the Threshers. Still no score as Hill rocks and fires. First pitch to the bottom second, misses outside. It's a 1-0 count to Dragoo, designated hitter tonight, who has six RBIs so far this season. He's got a 1-0 count on him against the lefty, and this one taken the other way, but foul. Count evens at 1-1. One Trey Goo, 1-for-4 with a double and a run last night in his fourth game of the series. 1-1, swing and a miss out in front of the breaking ball, and the count is 1-2. One ball, two strikes as Trey Goo takes a timeout. He led the Florida State League in on-base percentage from his debut on August the 14th of 2024 until the last game of the regular season. Really hot start to his career, and he has helped in producing runs so far this season. He skinnies away from the inside fastball there. Two balls, two strikes, the count. To the DH, Trey Goo, seventh rounder out of Presbyterian by the Phillies last year. 2-2. Curveball drops in there for a strike, and that is the fourth straight punch-out authored by Dayson Hill. Three in a row looking after he got Nori swinging in the first inning. One gone in the bottom of the second inning, and that'll bring up Brady Day, another left-hander. One of three in the order tonight, and usually you see a lot more lefties in the lineup from Marty Malloy. But with lefties projected to start today, as Hill is starting, and tomorrow, supposed to be Michael Carpenter, as Day takes a breaking ball for a called strike, 0-1. Might see another lineup that is more righty-dominated against the lefty tomorrow afternoon. Here's the 0-1 to Day. Curveball drops in for a strike. Now it's nothing and two. Day, seven RBIs so far this season. He's coming up on his longest on-base streak of his pro career, lasting through mid-August in 2024. Nine straight games reaching base for Day. He's nine for his last 32. 0-2 reaches out and taps the breaking ball foul. Just a defensive swing there for Brady as he sends it foul. New set of baseballs for Byron Matos. And it's still 0-2. Day has also reached in each of his past four games with a hit. And he swings and misses there. Five straight strikeouts from Dayson Hill. What a start to this game for the lefty. Only Aaron Escobar has reached so far for the Threshers. And he reached on an error. But Raider Tello is known to hit with a lot of power, namely to the opposite field. And this one just getting out of the reach of the right fielder, Jose Rodriguez, last night. And that got the Threshers to win. Another opposite field blast from Raider Tello, but it goes foul. Nothing and one. And I was actually talking to Tello before yesterday's game, after he hit one of his small handful of opposite field home runs during batting practice ahead of last night's win. Here's the 0-1 to Raider. It is a curveball low and in. Count evens at 1-1. And even he admitted that he is far more likely to take a ball deep the other way than he is to pull it down the left field line. And he actually posted on social media the clip of his walk-off double as he takes a fastball in to make it 2-1 with the heater rolling back to the cage. Tello posted with a joke of left field doesn't exist after hitting that double all the way back to the warning track in right field that plated Brady Day, completed a three-run comeback in a 4-3 win. 2-0 to Tello, low again. Fastball bounces away from Ruiz, and it's a 3-1 count to Raider, who has two hits in each of the last two games that he has played for Clearwater. Three ball, one strike count to Tello, undrafted free agent last year out of Iowa, and that fastball is way upstairs, and that's ball four. So the first base runner that has reached safely for the Threshers is Escobar. Was aboard first, but he reached on an error in the opening at bat. Now it's a two-out walk. That brings Tello to the first base bag. That'll bring up Diego Gonzalez. Tello, not a huge threat to steal, was 6-for-7 at Iowa in his senior season. But not tried one this year. The slider misses outside to Gonzalez. 1-0 count to the Thresher shortstop. And he had a slow start to the season at the plate. The glove is always going to be there for Diego. And he has really started to pick it up. He checks the swing. Did that hit him or hit the dirt? And he didn't go. I guess it hit the dirt because Gonzalez is staying at the plate. It's 2-0. That looked really close to making contact with that front leg of Diego Gonzalez, who went 2-for-3 with a walk last night, 3-for-5 over two games this series after going 1-for-11 in Palm Beach. 2-0 now. Tello with a short leadoff of first. The pitch is well outside. 3-0 the count to Diego Gonzalez. A versatile infielder who last season played second, third, and short for Clearwater. But with his talented glove, he is definitely a best fit over at shortstop. 3-0 the count to Gonzalez. Short leadoff of first for Tello, being watched by Thomason. 2 on the clock as Hill deals. Fastball inside. And that is 5 straight balls for Dayson Hill. After he walked Tello, who now moves to second. And Diego Gonzalez moves to first on the second free pass in a row from Dayson Hill. And that is going to prompt a mound visit for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Anders Zurak, in his first season with the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, 5th overall with the Minnesota Twins. It's been the pitching coach, Richard Salazar, who has been the pitching coach for Fort Myers since 2023, doing most of the mound visits. So a new one as the Mighty Muscles coaches alternate in that role. Avery Wusu-Asidu will be up next for the Threshers. 2 aboard and 2 out here in the second in a scoreless ballgame as Zurich heads back to the Mighty Muscles dugout. 38 pitches so far for Dayson Hill. He does have 5 strikeouts. Those all came consecutively. And of his 38 pitches, 20 have crossed the plate for strike through his first inning and 2/3. Still no hits allowed by Hill, but he walked the last two batters after striking out the first two here in this second inning. So Avery Wusu-Asidu taking his time and now stepping into the right-handed batter's box. Tello on second and Gonzalez on first. First pitch to Avery is a curveball that settles over the outside corner for a called strike, breaking a streak to 5 consecutive misses by Dayson Hill. So it's an 0-1 to Wusu-Asidu. And the kick and the pitch. Fastball inside, 1-1 as the count evens up. Avery 1-for-3 with a run scored and a walk last night, playing his 4th game of the series, hitting .217 with 6 RBIs. 1-1 pitch. Hard line drive, but right to the shortstop. A leaping grab by Del Rosario, and instead of what could have been a run scoring single, it's an inning-ending lineout as Del Rosario makes the grab. But the Threshers work a pair of walks in the second inning. Still no hits in the game, and the Threshers leave 2 stranded. We head to the third, scoreless, here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike 3!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Make sure sure to come out on the Threshers' next homestand, which kicks off with Dollar Tuesday, presented by Top Notch Pest Control. Fans can enjoy $1 tickets, 12-ounce drafts, hot dogs, sodas, snacks, and more on Tuesday, May 13th, when they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers in their next six-game series at BayCare Ballpark. They got a three-gamer next weekend against Bradenton after beginning the week in Dunedin, but two more games to get through against the Mighty Muscles first. Still scoreless here in Game 5 of the series against Fort Myers. 1-0 count to Maddox Houghton as the slider drops below the zone. Kicking the pitch from Gabrish, and the 1-0 is a bat snapper over to short. Scooped up on a trio of hops by Gonzalez. He's got to hurry on, gets the speedy Maddox Houghton on a throw over to first base. And Houghton has great speed, but not better than the arm of Diego Gonzalez over at short. He has completed the last three putouts for the Threshers. As we take another look, Gonzalez just waiting on that perfectly, and an incredibly accurate throw with a little extra mustard on it to get Houghton. First pitch, line back up the middle, picked up on a hop by Escobar. He waits, fires to first in time as Tello makes the grab. Three pitches, two outs so far in the third inning. And Luke Gabrish is off to the best start of his young professional career. Gabrish has gone two innings exactly in each of his last two starts. And for the second day in a row, a Threshers starter who made their pro debut this season has set a career high in innings pitch, with Gabrish going three for the first time as a pro. Fastball missing inside to Yoander Martinez. It's a 1-0 count to the Muscles' third baseman. Scoreless tie here in the top of the third inning. Gabrish is on to pitch number 30. Here it comes. The 1-0 is drilled deep out to left field. Sprinting towards the walls, Owusu Asidu, but he runs out of room as Yoander Martinez smacks his first homer of the year. A solo shot to left field to make it 1-0 Mighty Muscles. I am waiting to see the exit velocity numbers on that one, because that ball was absolutely crushed by Yoander for his first long ball of the season. Seven RBIs as Martinez gives the Muscles a 1-0 lead. And you could tell that that ball was going deep, and it lands in the Fort Myers bullpen out in left field. So two gone, bases clear, and here's Yasser Mercedes, who struck out looking against Gabrish to start off the opening frame. Two gone, and now 1-0 advantage for Fort Myers. Here's Gabrish, fastball just missing outside, and it's a 1-0 count. Gabrish sets from the center of the rubber, working quickly. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball, just catching the zone at the knees of Mercedes. Changeup evens the count at 1-1. Luke Gabrish has thrown 32 pitches so far. 20 of them have come across for strikes. 1-1 to Yasser. Bounces into the glove of Taid. It's 2-1. Phillies game just went final in Chicago. The Phils take a 10-4 victory in Wrigley over the Chicago Cubs. 2-1 to Mercedes. Fastball zips outside. It's a 3-1 count. You always like to get redemption for a home run if you give one up. And Gabrish looking to fill up the count here. 3-1. Fastball inside, and that is ball four. Second walk of the game issued by Gabrish, and a two-out base runner as Yasser Mercedes heads to first base on the walk. That will bring Gustavo Armas out to the mound for the Threshers. He'll have a chat with Gabrish. Mercedes on first. Jay Thomason will be up next. And we'll take a look at the Phillies system, though there's just one other game in the Phillies system to look at, as Redding and Portland's game in Maine has been postponed due to rain. Jersey Shore was supposed to play the Brooklyn Cyclones over in Shoretown. That game also postponed due to rain. And in the top of the third inning, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs are still being shut out. It's a 1-0 lead for the Guardians-affiliated Columbus Clippers in the top of the third over in Ohio. So Gustavo goes back to the dugout for the Threshers. His third straight season on Clearwater's staff. He kind of helped out here and there, not permanently, as he was primarily assigned to the FCL in 2023. And the last two seasons, he has served as the pitching coach here in Clearwater. Two gone. Man aboard is Yasser Mercedes, who is certainly one to look at for stolen bases, as he was 4-for-4 yesterday, as Jay Thomason takes a slider that misses inside, 1-0. So Mercedes definitely got to keep an eye on, as he'll likely try to steal even with two outs here in this third inning. One run already across for Fort Myers. 1-0, runner goes, fouled away down the first baseline from Thomason. So Yasser Mercedes will have to turn and head back to the first base bag. Count evens at 1-1 to Thomason, who has four homers and six RBIs on the season, but he walked back in the first inning before he was caught stealing. This will be a real test of Tait's arm if Mercedes goes again, as I mentioned on Guillermo Rosario yesterday. Mercedes went 4-for-4 in terms of stealing bases. 1-1, here's the pitch. Fastball just dives below the zone, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one on, two outs. Mercedes looking relaxed at first base. He's got a sizable lead, and Thomason swings and misses at the upstairs fastball to even the count at 2-2. No appeal needed there. It was quite clear that he went around on that heat from Luke Gabridge, who is now set with hopefully the strikeout pitch in his hand. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Man on first, two outs, and Mercedes is checked back to first base. Unsuccessful, though, is the pickoff move. And we stay alive here in the top third. Still 1-0 Fort Myers. And the 2-2 pitch coming in from Gabrish. Mercedes goes. The pitch is low for ball three. High throw. Escobar makes the grab. And Mercedes is now stolen five straight bags in five straight attempts for the Mighty Muscles. And we'll take another look. I think a throw slightly more online might have had him, but you could see Tait just slipped when making that throw over to second base, and that was enough to distort the throw from Eduardo. Gabrish deals the payoff pitch, and that knocks away from the catcher for ball four. And time is called, putting Mercedes back to second base as he tried to escape to third on the wild pitch. So two away as Thomason draws a walk. He is now walked twice, and they're one on, we're two on with two outs here for Pancho Ruiz. Ruiz grounded a short his last time up. And is 0-for-1 on the day, leading this Fort Myers team in batting average at 308. He's got two aboard. First pitch to Ruiz, a fastball that just misses inside to make it a 1-0 count. Thomason on first, Mercedes on second. And a 1-0 to Pancho Ruiz. Gabrish looks over at second base, and now he deals. Swing and a miss, blew the fastball right by him, as Pancho couldn't touch the high heat to even the count at 1-1. One one is low, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two on, two outs. The pitch from Gabrich broke the bat in half, and it's a high hopper to Escobar, who simply tags the second base bag to end the third inning. Couple of broken bats, but one big-time home run puts the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles ahead by a run as we head to the bottom of the third inning.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at Bay Care Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to threshersbaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Thresher signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday.
Is 1 week away. I'm wearing the jersey that the Threshers are going to be wearing on the field, so come check it out. There's going to be a lot of
1-0 the lead for Fort Myers. Dayson Hill hasn't let up much, but he's got a run at his advantage as the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles take the first lead of the game here in the bottom of the third inning. Top of the order coming up for the Threshers, and Aaron Escobar will lead off the frame with a stolen base to his name already. He's 0 for 1, though, after we reached on an error as he takes the breaking ball outside to make it a 1-0 count. Escobar, 379 hitter on the season in the top five in just about every offensive category in the Florida State League so far in 2025. The 1-0 is hit in the air out to left field. Sprinting in is Rodriguez. He makes the catch on the run, going into left center for out number one. And that usually, that fly out from Escobar didn't have the usual zip that you see on his hits, as Escobar is certainly a baseball crusher who just hits the ball hard any chance he gets. One gone, and now Dante Nouri coming up to the plate for the Threshers, working on a 12-game on-base streak, but 0 for 1 today. Takes a first pitch fastball inside. It's a 1-0 count to Nouri, who was the 27th overall pick in last year's draft by the Philadelphia Phillies. 1-0 now to Dante, kick and the pitch. Curveball taken the other way, but it's foul, 1-1. And Nouri talked to me earlier in the season about his scouting process last year. He said that he was considered maybe a late second round, early third round pick before the Michigan State Baseball Tournament, in which he helped his Northville High School team win their first title in 115 years. High hopper back up the middle. Coming over is Del Rosario. Makes the running throw to first base, and Nouri beat it out, and the throw gets past Thomason. It's going to be an E6, but likely a single for Dante Nouri as he advances to second on the errant throw. And just like that, the Clearwater Threshers are back with a man in a scoring position representing the tying run. Nori's knock is the first hit of the day, and also extends his hit streak, or his on-base streak, to 13 straight games. We see there, Nouri clearly beat out the throw coming from Del Rosario to first base. So he gets a single, but Angel Del Rosario is still charged with an error, the second of the game for the Mighty Muscles. So the tying run on second now with Eduardo Tait at the plate. He went down looking back in the first inning, but he is never a guy that you can count out in any given at bat. One out, one on second, and a first pitch to Tait. Slices this one foul. That was dangerously close to coming back into the broadcast booth, but it hits the lip of the netting up top behind home plate. 0-1, and I had my glove ready. I'm ready to catch one of these foul balls for sure. So here's the 0-1 to Tait as Hill deals. Curveball hit on the ground, foul down the first baseline. Now the count falls to 0-2. Tait, four homers, 14 RBIs on the season for the Threshers, as Nouri heads back to second there. 257 hitter on the year. And he had homers in back-to-back games of the Daytona series a couple weeks ago. Now it's an 0-2 count on Eduardo, 18 years old, signed out of Panama as a 16-year-old in 2023. 0-2 pitch. Curveball, sliced foul, and we'll do it again at nothing and two. and tight. Initially was kind of unsure what position he would be. Always a bit bigger than most kids his age. Definitely quite a bit stronger. And his family, his agent, his people at the baseball academy where he trained, as that one misses low, 1-2, told him that his body type was just best fit for catching. That bat's going to play anywhere, and Tait has turned into a solid all-around catcher after rapidly improving his defense between this offseason. 1-2, low, and that is ball two. No, it's a called strike three. Late strike three call from Byron Matos, and Tait will not challenge. So that is out number two here in the bottom of the third inning. Tying run still on second for the Threshers. Hill has six Ks now. And here's Joel Dragoo to try and bring home Nori from the second base bag. Dragoo also went down on strikes. Burkholder, not Dragoo. Dragoo's next. And Griffin Burkholder still went down on strikes in his first at-bat. Up for the Threshers. Cut on him as there, and it's nothing in one. Nori on second, the man drafted behind him by the Phillies, is at the dish. The first two draft picks for Philadelphia in 2024. 0-1, and another looked like Hill started to make his move before he turned around and looked Nori back to second base. They used to call that a balk, but they didn't. They don't anymore. 0-1 the count to Burkholder. Swing and a miss out in front of the breaking ball, and it's 0-2. The lead for Fort Myers. 0-2 the count to Griffin Burkholder with two gone in the bottom third. A quick look at second for Hill. Here's the pitch. Inside, that's going to kick away from the catcher. Nori takes the opportunity to head over to third base. And the wild pitch puts Nori 90 feet away from tying this game. 1-2 to Burkholder. As Nori, a very smart runner and a very fast runner, taking the opportunity, and we'll take another look. And usually, if balls go up the third base line, not all batters will try the risk of taking third on the wild pitch. Nori did, but it doesn't matter as Burkholder strikes out swinging to end the third. Second strikeout of the game for Burkholder, seventh for Dayson Hill, as he keeps the Threshers without a run here in the third inning. No runs, a hit, an error, one left, and we head to the top of the fourth inning with Threshers down by one.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, May 16th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Project Pup. Whether or not you have a pet at home, you can purchase a special ticket package that includes a Layla and Lucy May figurine. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com to find the promo code for this one-of-a-kind deal and get your tickets today.
At Big Care.
The Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, is a club for seniors 55 and older that meets during Wednesday Clearwater Threshers home games. Club membership is only $30 per senior per season. And he might not be a senior, but the man on the mound got a year older today. Happy birthday to Jake Eddington, the now 24-year-old, coming out of the bullpen for the fourth time this season. 8 Ks in 7 innings, a 1-0 record for last year's opening day starter for Clearwater in a game the Threshers won over the Bradenton Marauders. First pitch missing inside. Okay, that's a strike, even better, to Jose Rodriguez. That one looked like it drifted a little too far inside, but it's a 1-0 count, or an 0-1 count to Jose Rodriguez. The pitch, fastball, fouled back by Rodriguez, an ugly-looking swing, and it's 0-2. Eddington starts off the fourth against the heart of the Mighty Muscles order. Rodriguez leading off with Briseño and Del Rosario to follow him up. It's an 0-2 count to Rodriguez, who grounded out to third to lead off the second inning in his last at bat. Eddington deals. 0-2, breaking ball, called strike three on the outside corner, but it's challenged by Jose Rodriguez. Here's the home plate umpire.
This was called strike. Byers is challenging.
That's Byron Matos calling out the ABS, and the result is a strike. He is out.
Calls confirmed. Hornemeyer has one challenge remaining.
That is the first challenge taken and lost by the Mighty Muscle, so they'll have one left. And Fort Myers has had a couple games this series where they've lost those challenges early, as the first batter that Jake Eddington sees is a 24-year-old, ends up on a strikeout. And you can see the replay there. That looked pretty clean cut as strike three. So the immaculate inning ends as Miguel Briseño takes a sinking fastball in the outside corner to start off the count 1-0. Briseño was the first of three straight batters who grounded out to Gonzalez over at short. Peter drifts outside 2-0. And Jake Eddington began his collegiate career at Alabama, transferred back home to Missouri State. And this one hit the other way, high and deep out to right field. Burkholder on the move, makes the catch, running towards the warning track. Two gone here in the fourth inning. Two quick ones for Eddington, who is a Missouri native. So he went back home after taking a scholarship to Alabama in his first year of college ball. And finished off last season with 11 relief appearances with a 2-1 record. As it looks like a fan has dropped a ball out onto the warning track, so out goes the center fielder Dante Norrie to return it to him. And two down to bring up Angel Del Rosario, also 0-for-1 with a grounder to short, like his predecessor in Briseño. Two gone, 1-0 lead for Fort Myers. Each team with a knock and two errors for Fort Myers. Eddington is set. Now here's the first pitch. Fastball up and away. It's a 1-0 count to Del Rosario, who reached a 1-2 count against Luke Gabrysch, but grounded out to third. Gabrysch allowed one run on one hit. That was the Yoander Martinez home run. Two walks and a strikeout in three innings. Second pitch upstairs, 2-0 to Del Rosario. And Gabrysch is currently in line for the loss, but it's only a one-run deficit, so if the Threshers can tie this game, Luke will be off the hook. Eddington trying to aid that path, 2-0 the pitch, fastball up and away. Now it's 3-0. As he has been a little bit wild after the three-pitch strikeout to start off his 24th year. 3-0 to Del Rosario, bunt pulled back, fastball misses upstairs, and it's a four-pitch walk to extend this fourth inning. The third walk allowed by Threshers pitching, with two coming from Dason Hill of Fort Myers. Two away now for Maddox Houghton, who had the go-ahead home run in Fort Myers' extra inning win earlier this week. A three-year veteran of the Mighty Muscles got three of his five RBIs on his first long ball of the season. Now he's got a man on first, and Angel Del Rosario, who's got plenty of speed, as the fastball narrowly misses upstairs to Houghton to make it a 1-0 count. Houghton's 0-for-1 today, grounded out to short to lead off the third inning in Gabrysch's final frame. As Eddington wheels and fires to first, close play at the bag, but not in time, as Angel Del Rosario is back safely ahead of the tag applied by Raider Tello at first base. Still a 1-0 count to Houghton, as Eddington kicks and deals. Runner goes to second. Pitch misses upstairs. Bullet of a throw by Tait, but a better jump by Angel Del Rosario. He gets a stolen base for a second successful swipe of the season for Fort Myers. They are 2-for-3. Running on Eduardo Tait tonight. So the K Count is now 2-0 to Houghton as we look at just how close this was. Maybe a second separated the throw for the tag. 2-0 to Maddox Houghton as Eddington takes a quick peek over at second. Now the pitch, runners off to third. Pitches in for a ball. Throw to third, not in time. And Angel Del Rosario swipes second and third with two outs. It's a 3-0 now to Maddox Houghton. Surprised there was no challenge, though, as that one looked very close on the inner half. Take another look. Eh, maybe not. That one just kind of missed a bit. And the throw to third was really not that close. 3-0 to Houghton. Great jumps on back-to-back steals from Del Rosario. And that is the second four-pitch walk in a row issued by Jake Eddington. That'll put runners on the corners with two away. And Gustavo Armas is going to come out and have a chat with his reliever. On deck is Peyton Carr, the designated hitter, but up to the mound goes Gustavo Armas with Eduardo Tai joining him. Let's take a look at the Florida State League scoreboard with one final already. Another early game in Tampa, 5-1 win for the Dunedin Blue Jays over the Tarpons. Dunedin is now half a game back of Clearwater for first place in the West Division. Bradenton leading Lakeland 4-2. That one is in Lakeland. Bottom of the sixth coming up there with the Flying Tigers behind. And the St. Lucie Mets are on another roll, shutting out the Daytona Tortugas 4-0 in Port St. Lucie in the middle of the fifth inning. And it's another rout in Palm Beach. The Cardinals take a 7-0 lead over the Jupiter Hammerheads in the top of the fifth inning, and they're not done. Bases jacked at two outs for Palm Beach. Two gone in this one as well. It's 1-0 Fort Myers, but the Mighty Muscles have runners on the corners. Del Rosario on third, Maddox Houghton on first. Now Houghton goes to second base. He'll steal that one easily, but it could be on defensive indifference as Tait's only motion was towards third base to keep Del Rosario on the bag. So Houghton on second, Del Rosario on third, and there's two away here in the top of the fourth inning. 0-1 coming to Carr. Holds up the swing, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Carr grounded out to second in the third inning as Eddington is looking to make quick work of the Mighty Muscles DH with two gone here in the fourth inning. O-2. Slider up and away, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two on, two outs. 1-0 Fort Myers as Eddington deals. Foul down the right field line and out of play. It's 1-2 now to Peyton Carr. Back to second goes Houghton. Del Rosario remains on third. Still a 1-2 count as Carr steps back in the batter's box with two aboard and two away. Eddington sets up and now has his sign, centers himself on the rubber. Quick glance at the base pass, 1-2. Close, but no cigar. That one just missed outside. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Both runners aboard are in scoring position for Fort Myers. Eddington deals. Upstairs, 3-2. First base is open, so a walk wouldn't be the end of the world, but Eddington started off this count 0-2. So he certainly wants to get another strike past Peyton Carr here. Payoff pitch coming. Runners stay put. The fastball is poke foul down the right field line, and out of play, we stay full at 3-2. So Houghton going back to second. Del Rosario going back to third. Jake Eddington back on the hill as Peyton's Carr steps in, starts the pitch clock. It's a three ball, two strike count with two away here in the top of the fourth inning. The Threshers trailing by one and Carr in a full count. Ennington takes a quick survey of the base paths. Now he deals. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. That is strike three. Tait only has to go to first on the drop third strike, which he can't do. Another error. That brings home two runs on the wild pitch. NE2 to continue the inning. And that is heartbreaking for Clearwater. Both of those runs will be unearned. And it's 3-0 on the drop third strike. First error of the night for the Threshers. First of the season for Tait. And that's just a tough one to swallow early in the game. So 3-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles. Carr on first base. And now Martinez, who put across the only earned run of the day, starts off the count up 1-0. He had a solo jack out to left center field back in the first that landed in the Phillies or the Mighty Muscles bullpen. Now he slams the fastball foul the other way, 1-1. One ball, one strike. One on, two out. Two runs across here in this top of the fourth. The pitch taken the other way and fouled. 1-2. One and two the count. Short lead off first from Peyton Carr, who's not a threat to steal, as Eddington takes a quick look over at first and sets up from the stretch. Carr inching towards second. Eddington dealing home, and the breaking ball misses upstairs, but not by much. Martinez holds the swing to even the count at 2-2. Threshers have a righty going to the bullpen, as Eddington has now hit 25 pitches in his first inning of work, with 11 of those crossing the plate for strikes. Yoander bounces this up the middle, and a grounder fielded by Gonzalez, flipped to Escobar at second for a really great fielder's choice. That ends the fourth inning. But an unfortunate error provides two runs, both unearned, for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. And one man left aboard. It's 3-0 Fort Myers after 3.5.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Jason Hill still on the mound in the bottom of the fourth inning. He has been excellent so far for Fort Myers. And with the benefit of a couple errors, the Mighty Muscles now have a 3-1 lead. Dragoo D'Antello to lead off the fourth inning against the lefty Hill. And Dragoo is 0-1 with a strikeout. First pitch to Dragoo, taken the other way, but foul, 0-1. ...0-1 to Dragoo as another baseball gets onto the field from the center field berm. Looks like a couple of them. that are going to have to be flipped up there by Yasser Mercedes. Always the danger of the kids on the berm out there. Mercedes even took the time to pick up, I think, a piece of trash or something that someone else dropped. Good on him in center field. 0-1 to Dre Goo. He is set in the batter's box. Here's Hill. Turns away from the indoor breaking ball, but it's a called strike. 0-2. Seven strikeouts the first three innings for Hill, and make that eight as the curveball drops at the knees of Dre Goo. A three-pitch K makes it eight for Dayson Hill. And the Threshers really getting the best of Hill, one of the top-rated prospects in the Twins system. And that's going to be the end of the night for Dayson Hill. Surprisingly so, considering he's only at 58 pitches. And there's a lefty at the plate next. But he'll give the ball to manager Seth Feldman and finish his day. 3 1/3 innings of work. 2 walks, 8 strikeouts, no runs allowed on 1 hit. So Hill won't get the win, and a new pitcher will enter for Fort Myers. Now coming in, Jacob Hall, who will pitch when we return.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Touch of Gray.
Jacob Hall, the mustachioed right-hander for Fort Myers, who I gotta say has a pretty incredible curled up stash going. Less impressive stats though, 6.75 ERA and 6 2/3, 5 Ks, 4 walks in this his fourth appearance of the season. He's got Brady Day and Raider Tello to worry about in the fourth with the Threshers down by 3. Each team with a knock, first pitch to Day. He scoots out of the way of an inside fastball, 1-0. 8 Ks in 3 1/3 shutout frames for Dayson Hill. He won't get the win right now. That would belong to Jacob Hall. 1-0. In the dirt, 2-0. Brady Day went down swinging back in the second inning. The second-year man out of Kansas State. Now the 2-0 count. Fastball in for a strike, outer half. It's 2-1. Day, a primary shortstop, but he plays all over the diamond in the infield. Last year, he played a couple games at second, but as a pro, the majority of his outings in the field have been at third or short. He cranks one the other way, but it's foul down the left field line and onto the concourse to even the count at 2-2 to the Threshers' third baseman. New set of baseballs after that one is lost. And Jacob Hall now has one in his right hand. With 8 on the pitch clock, he sets from the belt quickly into the stretch, and the 2-2 right down the pipe for a called strike 3. Back-to-back punch-outs in the fourth inning. They're 2 away. Still 3-0 in favor of Fort Myers. And that'll bring up Raider Tello. Tello walked back in the second inning after getting a walk-off hit in yesterday's win. Takes a first pitch heater for a strike, 0-1. 280 hitter on the season is Tello. Homer and seven RBIs. That homer, an Oppo Taco against Daytona a couple weeks ago. Here's a hard grounder the other way, scooped up by Thomas, and he'll tag the bag himself and take the ball into the dugout with a 1-2-3 fourth inning. So an easy two-thirds of the fourth for Hall. The Threshers trailing 3-0 against Fort Myers on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to threshersbaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at Bay Care Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
The Little Anglers Kids Club is for children 13 years old and younger to enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball right here at BayCare Ballpark. Members receive free admission to all Thursday home games, an exclusive swag bag with a Little Anglers t-shirt, and get to participate in fun activities like pregame parent-kid catch from 5:45 to 6 p.m. on the field and postgame running the bases, brought to you by BayCare Kids. Jake Eddington starts off the fifth inning with a fastball that is cranked out to left center field. Ends up as a single. The throw pulls the second baseman off the bag. Eddington covers, but he drops the ball. So it ends up as a hit. And Mercedes stays on second base with what I believe is going to be a double. Might be a single and an error as the throw coming in from left field was offline. We'll get another look. Mercedes with a rocket right over the head of a leaping Diego Gonzalez and a throw by Owusu Asidu went offline. It looks to me like had Eddington caught this ball, that would have been an incredible way to get the out over it at second, but unfortunately it fell out of his glove. So it should be a throwing error on Owusu Asidu in left as Thomason hits a high fly ball out to deep center field. Nori goes back, drifting towards the warning track, circling underneath it. He makes the grab for out number one. Mercedes tags to second after the fly ball from Jay Thomason. So it'll be a single for Mercedes with E7 that put him on second. And after the fly ball, there's one out, and the Threshers infield will move in for Pancho Ruiz as Clearwater hopes to get a jump on the second out and hopes to keep the runner on third base. That runner is Yasser Mercedes, and here's the first pitch to Pancho. Slider low, and he did not go, says Xander Huddleston. 1-0 the count to Pancho Ruiz. Pancho ended the third inning on a fielder's choice. And he is 0 for 2 on the day. Two groundouts, technically speaking. 1-0. Called a strike on the outside corner. Count evens at 1-1. One out, 3-0 lead for Fort Myers. Two hits for the Muscles, one for the Threshers. Two errors apiece here in the top of the fifth. The pitch hit back up the middle, caught by Eddington on a line, and he lofts the throw over to third base for an easy double play. What a play by Jake Eddington, and happy birthday to you. He gets a comebacker for his 24th and a double play to boot. Look at that athletic play by Eddington. And there was absolutely nothing Yasser Mercedes could do about it. Liner and a throw out to third base as the Threshers take us to the halfway point, trailing 3-0.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at Baycare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story-themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Baycare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costume.
Heck of a way to end the top half of the fifth inning. And spending your day on the berm or at the Tiki Bar is a heck of a way to spend your day. Tiki Bar will be open after the game ends, so make sure to check out our wonderful bartending staff post-game to enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. The berm is open during the games only, but you can tell the fans are having fun out there. Not as much fun on the field, though, as the Threshers are down 3-0 and have just one hit so far. Diego Gonzalez drew a walk in the second, and he takes a first-pitch fastball from Hall to start the fifth inning with a 1-0 count. 3-0 the lead for Fort Myers. Jacob Hall rocks and fires. Slider missing up and in. 2-0 count to Gonzalez, who had his first multi-hit game of the season in last night's win. 2-0. And here's the kick of the pitch. Slider upstairs. 3-0. The count. Jacob Hall has thrown half of his 10 pitches for strikes. Now number 11 just stays over the plate. High and on the outside corner, but a called strike, 3-1. That one at the letters for Gonzalez. 3-1 the count to Diego. Kicking the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Late on the fastball was Gonzalez, and it's now full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes the count. So leadoff man here in the fifth inning, Avery Wusu-Aceto and Aaron Escobar at the minimum to follow. Chopped foul, and it's 3-2. Well outside. That's ball four, and Diego Gonzalez has walked twice, and he is led off this fifth inning with a walk. That'll bring up Avery Wusu-Aceto, who got the error that moved Mercedes to second, but ended up turning into a pretty spectacular double play from Jake Eddington. 1-0, hit well, deep out to left field, but Jose Rodriguez is right there to make the grab. And that ball was cranked off the bat of Wusu-Aceto, but right at Jose Rodriguez in left for the first down. Gonzalez remains on first base as the lineup card flips over for Aaron Escobar. He's 0-for-2 today. He did reach on an error in the first inning, and that's how he got his first stolen base of the season. Gonzalez on first, a stealing threat, but isn't looking aggressive on first. Caught the attention of Hall, though. Pickoff attempt not in time, as Gonzalez takes a minute to get up while waiting for the ball to leave the hands of Jay Thomason. One gone as Escobar awaits his first pitch. Threshers leader with four home runs, tied with Tait, and their leader in RBIs with 17. Slider outside, 1-0 to start off Escobar. 3-0 lead for Fort Myers. Threshers still looking for their second hit. Fort Myers with two knocks, but two errors as well. Threshers also two errors. 1-0. Breaking ball low, but it's a called strike. Gonzalez back standing up. It was close, and Escobar challenges.
Pitch was called for challenging.
That's Byron Matos on the ABS mic, and Escobar loses the challenge.
Close confirmed. Three-one has one challenge remaining.
Each team now with one challenge remaining. That one close, but definitely in the zone from Escobar, and the count evens up at 1-1. Gonzalez inching towards second base with a leadoff of first. The 1-1 pitch is at the knees again, called strike, but again it's challenged by Escobar. Here's Byron Matos.
Pitch was called strike. Morris is challenging.
I think that's the first time I've seen a challenge on consecutive pitches, but this time Escobar wins it, 2-1. And here's Byron
Matos. Also a turn. We want to have one shot remaining.
So Escobar one for two on challenges, and this at bat, the 20-year-old out of Venezuela, now ahead in the count. Another Venezuelan is going to head to second base after the errant throw. Third error of the day goes to Jacob Hall for the Mighty Muscles, as the E-win on the pickoff attempt moves Gonzalez to second base. As we get another look there. Easy play. Gonzalez might have been taken a little bit by surprise by the frequent throwdowns to first from Hall, but he'll take the opportunity to move to second base every time. 2-1 to Escobar still. Runner in scoring position for Clearwater. Hall deals. 2-1 pops straight up. It's going foul and out of play. 2-2. And Escobar frustrated with himself. Guess he found his pitch. But he wanted to hit the ball high and far in a different direction. Instead, it's a 2-2 count to the Threshers' RBI leader. By the way, righty warming up in Clearwater's bullpen out in left. 2-2 to Escobar. Man on second with one gone here in the bottom fifth. Threshers trailing. Hey, 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. And that's well blocked by Pancho Ruiz. That'll fill up the count at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Gonzalez increases his lead off of second, held on by Briseño. 9 on the pitch clock. Runner stays put, and Escobar hits a hard ground ball to third, blocked by Martinez. Fires over to first after the sliding stop for the second out in the fifth inning. Yoander Martinez with a really nice play over at the hot corner, because Aaron Escobar does nothing but hit the ball incredibly hard. And he certainly did there. Instead, it turns into the second out. That'll bring up Dante Norrie, who is 1-for-2 today, and his single is still the only knock of the game for the Clearwater Threshers. And it increased Norrie's career-long on-base streak to 13 games, still second to Aaron Escobar's 15-game on-base streak that has lasted throughout the entire season thus far. 0-1 to Norrie as he misses at a breaking ball to start off the at-bat behind in the count. He's still got Escobar Gonzalez on second base with two gone and a pitch. Hard line drive, but well fouled down the left field line, and it's 0-2. Norrie, another guy who hits the ball hard, has a really solid level swing. No home runs yet in his pro career, but it's quite clear that Norrie has some decent power going to all fields, but he is definitely more of a speed guy who can hit gap to gap with ease. 0-2 the count, two gone here in the bottom fifth. Hall checks on Gonzalez at second, now he fires. Norrie slices this one past the shortstop, and it's a base hit into left center field. That dunks in. Norrie will hold up at first base, and sliding in safely with the Threshers' first run is Diego Gonzalez. The Threshers are on the board in the bottom of the fifth inning on Norrie's second hit of the night and his fourth RBI of the season. The run will be earned, and the Threshers' deficit down to 2.
Attention,
Curveball just hung over the middle, and Nori just hit that right into no man's land. Gonzalez not taking any chances, even if Mercedes held the throw. So now the tying run is at the dish. Dante Nori with great speed on the first base bag and a couple of steals already this season. He is 3-for-4 with one successful stolen base attempt already this series. Two gone, a tying run at the plate in the form of Eduardo Tait as he hammers this one out to center field, but right at Mercedes, who still has to jump to make the grab, and that will end the fifth inning. But the Threshers get on the board thanks to Dante Nori, and the lineout from Tait leaves one man stranded, one run, one hit, one error, and one left aboard. On to the sixth we go, 3-1 the score, Fort Myers leads.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at BayCare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
This summer, we're...
Check us out on Facebook. Make sure to stay up to date with everything Threshers on our Facebook page at Threshers Baseball. It's also the same as our Instagram page at Threshers Baseball. Two innings for the birthday boy. His night is done. And now Gabriel Barbosa will come in the game for the Threshers. The Brazilian international is making his fifth relief appearance of the season, after making only four in 24 total appearances for the Tarpons last year. 2.31 ERA, 8 Ks, 2 walks in over 11 innings of work for Gabriel. Rule 5 selection in the fifth round of the minor league phase by the Phillies. First pitch to Jose Rodriguez, misses low. It's a 1-0 count as Rodriguez starts off ahead in the count, but he's 0-for-2 on the night. Jake Edington won't get a decision on his 24th, and we'll give you his line after the 1-0 from Barbosa. Fastball zips outside, and it's 2-0 to Jose Rodriguez. Edington, two unearned runs allowed on one hit, two walks, two strikeouts for the righty. Now another righty in Barbosa, rocks and fires. 2-0, high fly ball, drifting foul, and out of play for the first strike of the frame by Gabriel Barbosa. He is up against Rodriguez right now, who has led off each of the three innings in which he has batted. Grounded out to lead off the second, strikeout to lead off the fourth. Now the 2-1 to lead off the sixth is cut on and missed for strike two. Nasty looking slider from Gabriel Barbosa. So the count's even at 2-2 for Barbosa, who is picked in the Rule 5 draft in each of the last two seasons, first by the Yankees from Colorado and then by the Phillies from the Yankees. 2-2 to Rodriguez. Barbosa kicking the pitch. High fly ball deep out to center field. Nori on his horse sprinting in towards right center. He makes the catch on the run and uses the wall to slow his momentum after securing the first out of the sixth inning. Dante Nori, his range is just looking better and better every time I see him make a play out in center field, as Nori makes a great running catch onto the outfield dirt as we take another look at the finale of that play. Just making it look easy is the 19-year-old out of Northville, Michigan. That'll bring up Gabriel Miguel Briseño to face Gabriel Barbosa. Briseño takes the first pitch the other way. Running back is Burkholder, and he makes a nice running catch using the wall to slow his momentum. And after a five-pitch leadoff at bat, there are two outs after one pitch to Miguel Briseño. Two gone now, and Angel Del Rosario coming up to the plate as we get another look at Griffin Burkholder. Burkholder, a right fielder who looks like he's got all the makings of a five-tool player. Two gone for Del Rosario, whose base running got a first run, and the first pitch is hit into the gap. Nori sprinting towards it. He's not going to get there. That's going to roll towards the wall. Del Rosario not stopping at second base. He'll head to third as Nori's throw is cut off by Escobar, and it's a sliding triple with two outs for Angel Del Rosario. Take another look. This one just kept on carrying and carrying, drifting towards the gap. Nori looked had a beat on it. And considering where he started, he got pretty close to it if you saw the replay. But not much you can do about a ball hit that well, this time from Angel Del Rosario. It's the third hit of the day for Fort Myers. They have knocks now in each of the last two frames. And the first pitch is a miss. Maddox Houghton takes it for ball one. And it's a 1-0 count. Man on third is Angel Del Rosario. Houghton has a walk, steal, and a run. One of the two unearned runs led up in the fourth inning. 1-0 here in the top sixth. Barbosa, three on the pitch clock, sets up, kicks, and fires. Swing and a miss. Hefty hack right through the fastball as the count is evened up on Houghton. 1-1. One to Houghton, two outs and a man on third. Threshers playing the righty straight up. Breaking ball in the dirt, smothered by Tait as he keeps it in front of him and calls time to exchange baseballs, discarding that piece of rawhide for a fresh one and a 2-0 count coming to Maddox Houghton. Or 2-1 count, I should say. He's 0-1 today, but has scored a run. Del Rosario on third looking to do the same. 2-1 to Maddox. Barbosa deals. Swing and a miss. Hit back up the middle. Escobar sliding stop. Backhands a throw, but sails it over Greater Tello's head. That's going to be an infield hit and an RBI for Maddox Houghton. And Escobar did well enough just to get that ball up the middle as Houghton has his fourth RBI of the series. And the Mighty Muscles get the run right back and retake a three-run lead. We'll take another look. That was well hit by Houghton right up the middle, and Escobar might have saved extra bases with Houghton's speed. And you don't want to hype up a throw that missed its mark, but Escobar with a hard enough throw that it didn't allow Houghton to kick to take an extra base when the throw got away from Tella. Won't be an error as Houghton stays on first with two down. Pickoff attempt is not in time, as Peyton Carr enters the fray in the right-handed batter's box. As he reached on a drop third strike that allowed two runs. 4-1 now the score. Fort Myers in the lead. And the first pitch to Carr misses inside 1-0. Barbosa began his career as an international free agent signed by the Colorado Rockies in 2018. Making it all the way up to Fresno after spending his first couple of years in the Dominican Summer League. 1-0 to Peyton Carr, and Houghton thought about it, stays put. Carr nubs one foul, evens the count at 1-1. The last three seasons now, technically four, as he ended 2022 in Fresno. Barbosa has played in single A on both coasts. 1-1 now to Peyton Carr, and Barbosa wheels and fires to first. Ahead of the tag is Houghton. So we'll be back at a 1-1 count with Peyton Carr, and Barbosa has really milked that pitch clock so far. One of the few pitchers that you see taking it to the limit of the 18-second clock. He's down to five now as he kicks and deals. Carr takes it the other way. That's going to go down the right field line for a base hit. Burkholder sprinting towards the corner. Houghton's going to be waved around third. It's at least a double for Carr. He won't slow down. He's heading to third base. And no, he comes back as a throw is cut off at second by Escobar. But not before a run scores. Three straight hits for the Mighty Muscles. Houghton scoring from first on Carr's RBI double. That gives Fort Myers their largest lead of the day at 5-1. And we'll take another look. Carr well hit the other way. And you could tell by Eduardo Tait's reaction that that ball was hit really well. No chance at Maddox Houghton, who easily had the run there with great speed. Triple, single, and double in a row. Last two hits drove in runs. And now Yoander Martinez is up to the plate as he pops up the first pitch, high and foul down the right field line. Out of play, it's 0-1. First double of the year for Peyton Carr. Yoander Martinez hit his first home run of the year back in the third inning to open up the scoring. Fort Myers has led ever since. Now up by four after the Threshers got a run back in the home half of the fifth. Five on the pitch clock. Barbosa scans the second base bag, and the 0-1 is drilled foul down the left field line, and it harmlessly clangs off the wall, 0-2. O-2 the count to Martinez. Carr on second, two gone, two runs across for Fort Myers. O-2, and Barbosa looks the runner back to second base with no one close enough to cover. O-2 to Yoander. Kicking the pitch. Curveball drops below the zone. 1-2. One ball, two strikes remains the count to Martinez. Barbosa sets up from the stretch. Long look at second. Now he fires home. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Climbs the ladder with the fastball, and Martinez is twisted around as Barbosa ends the sixth inning with a strikeout. But not before the Mighty Muscles put two runs across on three hits, leaving one man stranded without an error in the frame. 5-1 lead for Fort Myers, and we head to the bottom of the sixth inning as the Threshers trail by four.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, May 16th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Project Pup. Whether or not you have a pet at home, you can purchase a special ticket package that includes a Layla and Lucy May figurine. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com to find the promo code for this one-of-a-kind deal and get your tickets today.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early...
Bottom of the sixth inning. It's been tough sledding for the Threshers' bats so far. Two hits and a couple of errors. But now is usually the time when things start turning around. Yesterday, it was 3-0 Fort Myers with a similar complement of hits to the Threshers' current number of two. The Threshers had three hits heading into the sixth inning yesterday as Griffin Burkholder starts off the bottom of the sixth by taking a strike. They were trailing by three runs, scored one in the sixth, two more in the seventh, and then the walk-off in the ninth. Now they trail by four as Burkholder inside outs one foul down the right field line, 0-2. O-2 to Burkholder, trying to start the rally here in the sixth. The pitch from Hall, hard ground ball, sliding, backhand stopped by Martinez. Has to pick himself up and throw to first quickly, and narrowly nabs Burkholder to open the inning with a ground out. And that right there is why they called it a hot corner. Great play by Yoander. And that will bring up Joel Dragoo. First pitch well off the plate to Dragoo, 1-0 the count. He has struck out looking twice so far today. 5-1 the lead for Fort Myers. They have five hits but three errors. Threshers, two hits, two errors as Dragoo pounds one foul, evening the count at 1-1. One to Dragoo, one out in the sixth. The pitch, high fly ball, but foul down the right field line. Now it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out. Hall kicks and fires. Dragoo takes one the other way, but it rolls towards Briseño. Scoops it up, shuffles his way towards first. Throws to Thomason for out number two. Two away, and that'll bring up Brady Day, who, like Dragoo, has struck out twice. But the sixth inning, these bats are starting to connect on a bit more for the Clearwater Threshers. Dayson Hill had eight strikeouts in three and a third shutout innings. Hall has just one, so the Threshers starting to find more barrels. Day barrels that one up and rips it into left center field for a base hit. He takes a wide turn around first, but Rodriguez was right there to make the play and cut off Day's hit at just a single. But Brady Day extending his hit streak and on base streak with that knock. Well hit ball gives him a hit in his fifth straight game, and he has reached base safely in 10 straight games. Second double-digit on base streak in the second season of Brady Day's career. He had an 11-game on-base streak to start off last year. Tello takes it the other way. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Day will not stop at second base. He's waved around to third and stands up after the throw comes in from Maddox Houghton. Back-to-back singles put runners on the corners as Raider Tello continues his hot series with a knock and a walk so far tonight. And we'll get another look at the opposite field machine, Raider Tello. He must like Oppo tacos quite a bit. I'll have to ask him that next time I see him. So, runners on the corners with two away. Back to the backstop is Pancho Ruiz after sending the signs to his infield. And Diego Gonzalez heads up to the plate with the only run of the game under his belt. Two walks and a run scored for Diego. He has no official at-bats just yet. Two on, two out, and this one is ripped into left field. And the left fielder is not... Oh, my goodness, how did he make that catch? What an incredible play by Jose Rodriguez. That looked like it was going to fall in for extra bases. But Rodriguez, with an absolute robbery, makes the play in left and ends the sixth inning with two runners stranded. Two two-out hits for the Threshers, but it's still 5-1 Fort Myers as we go to the seventh.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Ryan Dromboski, who has been really the primary long reliever for Clearwater. I think Reese Dutton belongs in that conversation this season. But Dromboski back in the game. 13 and a third innings is the most by any reliever with the Threshers so far this season. He's 2-0 in his fifth game of the season and fifth game of his professional career. Only Reese Dutton among relievers has thrown more innings than Ryan Dromboski. Top of the seventh, and he comes in a deficit, and that's got to hurt. Byron Matos is going to take a time. That foul ball tipped off of the bat of Yasser Mercedes, so it should be an 0-1 count, and looks like it knocked the wind out of Byron Matos. And just to be safe, Threshers head athletic trainer Marissa Van Hassel is coming out to check on the home plate umpire. And Matos shaking it off. And he'll return behind home plate, cleaning things off on the dish to make it a 1-0 count. And you see both players, Mercedes and Tyeet, at the dish, making sure the ump is okay. That's just great sportsmanship. And that's actually going to be ruled a ball, so I thought it hit off Mercedes, but I guess the sound I heard was it hitting part of the umpire's chest protector. Now the count is even 1-1. To Mercedes after the strike from Dromboski. Kicking the 1-1 pitch. Slider outside corner. Called a strike. 1-2. And Mercedes taking a long, hard thought about challenging that one. He does not. And it's a 1-2 count for Dromboski. Undrafted free agent. Signed out of Penn. One of two pitchers that were Quakers in college, along with Eli Trope, who threw an inning and two-thirds scoreless last night. 1-2 to Mercedes. Slider low and in, and Mercedes jumps out of the way of that breaking ball, evening the count at 2-2. So 2-2 the count, that one, catching the outside corner for a called strike three. Ryan Dromboski with a filthy slider to get Mercedes to strike out. For Threshers pitching, that's 5 Ks. For Dromboski, that's 1. And what a beautiful-looking slider. Inside and outside, and you didn't even need to make the call for the ump. That was a perfect breaking ball. There's a great-looking fastball. A BB by the batter, Jay Thomason. 0-1 the count as he swings and misses on a heater. 0-1. And Thompson takes a quick timeout. He's walked twice, was caught stealing once, and is 0-for-1 after a fly out to center in his last at-bat. High fly ball, foul, and it's 0-2. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Tyeet drops it, and he'll fire to first base. The throw caught by Tello for out number two as Ryan Dromboski rings up Jay Thomason on three consecutive pitches. Two away now here in the top of the seventh. An efficient start to the day for Ryan Dromboski. Back-to-back strikeouts on two great-looking breaking balls. And they're two away now for Pancho Ruiz as Dromboski tries to finish off the top third of Fort Myers' order. Starts off Pancho with a slider, outside corner, nothing and one. The 0-1, fastball zips to the outside corner, and once again, the Mighty Muscles are on an 0-2 count. Great-looking inning for Dromboski, who won his first career game to open up the season for the Threshers in Dunedin. 0-2, Dromboski from the windup, kicks and fires home. Slider, low and away, didn't get the chase from Ruiz, now it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, the count. And the pitch, wave and a whiff, strike three. Nasty slider fools Ruiz, and Ryan Dromboski strikes out the side in order. A 1-2-3 inning, all K's, and we go to the stretch, the Threshers trailing 5-1.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to threshersbaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at Bay Care Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
You can follow the Clearwater Threshers on Instagram. Check out your favorite minor league baseball team at Threshers Baseball on our Instagram page. Bottom of the seventh inning, Avery Owusu-Asidu leading things off against Jacob Hall, as it'll be 9-1-2 for the Threshers, trailing by four in the seventh. Hall deals. Fastball up and away from Owusu-Asidu, 1-0 the count. He is 0 for 2 today. Two well-hit balls, a hard line drive, and a hard fly ball to the left side of the field. Pull power from Avery. 1-0, drill deep out to left center field into the power alley. Going back is the center fielder, and that one hits off the top of the wall. No one's covering second despite a great throw from Yasser Mercedes. It's a stand-up double to start the seventh for Avery Owusu-Asidu. That ball was smoked. I thought for a second it was going to leave the yard. As we take a look just to see how high that hit on the wall, base of the left center field wall. But a great piece of hitting by Owusu-Asidu. Now Aaron Escobar comes up for the fourth time tonight. Taken the other way, and it's a base hit. Owusu-Asidu will stop at third, and Escobar in his 16th game has now reached 16 consecutive games this season, longest on base streak in the Florida State League. Back-to-back knocks to start off the frame for the Threshers, and Aaron Escobar continues his scorching hot start to the season with a rocket of a single out to right field. First to reach, Escobar already has a stolen base today, so we'll see if he tries to make things more complicated for Fort Miles with a steal. Great speed on the base pass for Dante Norrie, who has two hits today, including an RBI single in the fifth, and another knock would score a run and give Norrie his second career three-hit outing. First pitch, low and in, and almost went to the backstop, but Ruiz kept his glove on it. 1-0. Short leadoff first from Escobar. 1-0 to Norrie, and a pickoff attempt, not in time at first, coming from Jacob Hall. He's about to throw his 40th pitch of the game, is Hall. 27 so far have crossed for a strike through 2 2/3. 1-0 to Dante. High fly ball should be enough to play to run. Usuasidu's ready to tag as Mercedes makes the catch. Usuasidu sprints home. The throw is offline, and Escobar thought about tagging up to second. He stays put. Norrie gets his first multi-RBI game of the season, and the lead is back down to 3 for Fort Myers. The Threshers now trail 5-2. Dante Norrie with 2 ribbies now, and a good throw wouldn't have had Avery here. It almost moved Escobar into scoring position. Still one out after the sack fly, and that'll bring up Eduardo Taí. First pitch to him, cut on a miss, out in front of the breaking ball. It's nothing and one. We'll see if Escobar tries to steal. He's been checked on repeatedly by Jacob Hall over at first base. 5 on the pitch clock. Hall deals. Tait holds up the swing on the breaking ball. Did he go? He did not, says Xander Huddleston. And the count evens at 1-1. One pitch. High fly ball pops straight back from Taí. Away goes the mask, but it is foul before Ruiz can make a play on it. 1-2 the count on Eduardo Taí. Back to first is Escobar, as Taí will get ready with a new baseball coming to Jacob Hall. Quick timeout by Taí. He'll dig back into the left-handed batter's box and restart the pitch clock. 1-2 the count, one gone, one on. A run already across in the seventh with the Threshers trailing 5-2. Escobar checked back at first again. Very close on the pickoff move, but still no cigar as Jacob Hall has been all over the Threshers base runners trying to keep them on first. 1-2 to Taí. Hall deals. Escobar thought about it. Tait pokes one towards third. Shifted third baseman makes the play. No play at second. Gets Tait out at first. Two away as Yoander Martinez gets the ground ball out. That moves Escobar up a bag. So Tait's 0 for 4. His four-game hit streak is in jeopardy with two outs in the seventh inning. And Griffin Burkholder looking for his first hit of 2025 after smoking a triple in his first career at bat against Tampa on August 13th of 2024. So two away as Byron Matos clears the plate. 5-2 the lead for Fort Myers, and a dangerous hitter in Griffin Burkholder coming up to the plate for the Threshers. Man on second is Aaron Escobar, and the first pitch to Griffin is hit on the ground towards third. Diving is Martinez. He can't get there. Escobar waved around third. The throw coming in is not in time. A run scores. Griffin Burkholder is safe at second base with the RBI double. First career RBI for Burkholder. And now the tying run will come up to the plate for the Threshers with a clutch two-out double for the Phillies' second-round pick. Hot shot down the left field line. And Escobar was not stopping. A good throw might have had him. But Escobar clearly safe as the throw went too far up the line. They're going to rule it a single for Burkholder. But his first career RBI makes it 5-3 in favor of the Mighty Muscles. Two runs in this inning already. Now the deficit is two. Here's Joel Dragu. Pops up the first pitch he sees. Foul side of the first base bag. Thomason towards the wall. He can't find it. And that bounces underneath the glove of Jay Thomason. 0-1. Shouldn't be an error. But Dragu certainly escapes. Burkholder will walk back to second base. And it's an 0-1 count to the Threshers' designated hitter. We've seen a couple of career firsts tonight. The first RBI for Griffin Burkholder. The first multi-RBI game of the season for Dante Norrie. Now would be a good time for the first home run for Joel Dragu. Not on that pitch as he takes the slider outside to even at 1-1. Dragu's 0-3 so far today, grounding out to second in his last at-bat. He represents the tying run with Griffin Burkholder on second after an RBI single. One ball, one strike, kick in the pitch from Hall. Dragu takes this the other way and foul over the first base side where the Mighty Muscles dugout is located. Dropping the count to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Hall looks at second, fires home. Breaking ball, smothered in the dirt by Pancho Ruiz. Count evens at 2-2, and Burkholder remains on second. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runs across here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Threshers have not yet led today. Tying run at the dish as Hall takes a long look at second base before he deals. High fly ball sliced down to right field. Drifting in is Houghton. He makes the catch, and that'll do it here in the seventh inning. But a big frame for the Threshers as they get two more runs on three more hits. A double and two singles, plate two runs, leaving one man stranded. And it's a much more manageable 5-3 deficit for Clearwater going into the eighth.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
One more game left in this series. Threshers hoping to take a 3-2 series lead heading into Sunday's matinee finale. A noon start, 11 a.m. gates on Sunday, April 27th against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Threshers have not yet announced a starter. Lefty Michael Carpenter will be going for Fort Myers less than 24 hours from now. Top of the eighth inning, Jose Rodriguez skinnies up away from an inside fastball. 1-0 the count to the Muscles left fielder. And after a nice long break in the bottom of the seventh inning, Dromboski still hot. Grounded to short, picked up on a pair of hops by Gonzalez. Shuffles towards first. High throw to Tello, who got it down in time. Placed the tag on Rodriguez for out number one. Bailing out a high throw from Diego Gonzalez. First ball put in play against Stromboski today. And Tello with a great job at first base. Gonzalez relieved that Tello made that grab. Miguel Briseño pops the first pitch. He sees foul. First time he is taking on Ryan Stromboski. Next on another one. This goes a bit further away down the right field line, but still well foul from Miguel Briseño, 0-2. A ground out in his last two at-bats, he flied out to Burkholder in right field. 0-2 the count to Briseño. Kicking the pitch. Popped up again down the right field line. Tello chasing, and he's going to run out of room as that's going to fall into the seats. Count stays at 0-2. Nothing to the count. One gone with Miguel Briseño at the dish. Threshers trailing 5-3. 0-2 pitch. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. 4 of 5 outs recorded via the punch out from Ryan Stromboski. And that's the second one. This time coming on a hard fastball to the outside corner. And Briseño was completely dumbfounded by that heat from Stromboski. 4 Ks, 2 away, and here's Angel Del Rosario, spies the slider, called a strike, 0-1. Rosario's 1-for-2, he's reached twice. Triple and a walk, he scored twice and swiped 2 bases, 0-1. Liner foul, 0-2. 2 gone and the bases clear as Stromboski has now thrown 20 pitches with 16 over for strikes. Heck of an outing so far from Ryan. 0-2, taken the other way, and Tello makes a sliding stop at first. Stromboski comes to cover, the throw's in time, and a great defensive play by Raider Tello to put in an exclamation point on the end of the 8th inning. Great defense in that frame from the Threshers. Another K from Stromboski, and look at this web gem to end off the 8th. Raider Tello steals a hit away from Angel Del Rosario. And we head to the bottom of the 8th inning with the Threshers down by 2.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at Baycare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Baycare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game.
Cade Bragg is the new pitcher in for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, replacing Jacob Hall after 3 2/3 innings. Bragg making his 7th appearance of the season. 2.35 ERA and 7 2/3 innings of work. 11 strikeouts as well through his first 5 outings. Jacob Hall currently in line for the win, despite the fact that he let up 6 hits and 3 runs, 2 of them earned, 1 walk and 1 strikeout. He'd get the victory if the score stays 5-3. Brady Day leading off the 8th inning, with Raider Tello as the tying run in the on-deck circle if Day gets aboard. First pitch to Brady, hit well out to center field, but right at Yasser Mercedes, and that's caught for the out on the hard line drive.
First baseman, Raider Tello.
That'll bring up Raider Tello, who finished off the eighth inning with a great defensive play at first base. I know they say that first base is where you stick the guys that aren't great with a glove. Tello, also a third baseman, but he just made one of the best plays you'll ever see from a first baseman as he swings and misses over the top of the Cade Bragg fastball to start off the eighth inning with a strike. 0-1 the count to Raider, who has reached twice, single and a walk. And I believe he's reached safely each of the past three games. 0-1 turns to 1-1, count evened up as the breaking ball drifts away from everyone else. One ball, one strike to Tello, one gone in the eighth. A pitch, curveball, settles in for a strike, high but over the plate, and it's 1-2. Tello, a teammate with Marcus Morgan at Iowa last year. 1-2 to Tello. High fly ball, deep out to right field. Sprinting towards the corner is Houghton. He slows up his run as he reaches the warning track, makes the catch about two steps in front of the track and right, and that's the second out of the eighth. Another good piece of hitting by Raider Tello. Houghton makes that one look easy as Diego Gonzalez now comes up to the plate. 0-for-1, but with two walks and a run scored. First pitch inside, Gonzalez almost hit, but he moves his knees out of the way to make it a 1-0 count. Gonzalez, a walk in the second, a walk and a run scored in the fifth, and he flat out to left in his last at bat. Now up with two outs and a 1-0 count in the bottom eight, takes the breaking ball low and in, and the count's now 2-0. 5-3 the score. The Threshers, though, leading in hits by a margin of 7-5. Two up. Hammered foul. Out of play. 2-1. Time called by Diego. He steps in and out of the box with a 2-1 count on him. Still a hitter Freddie count for the 21-year-old out of Barquisimeto in Venezuela. 2-1 to Diego. High fly ball out to center field. Mercedes drifting inwards into right center field. Stops, camps, and catches, and that'll end the eighth inning. Three flyouts, a 1-2-3 eighth inning, and that'll lead us to the ninth. 5-3 the score, Fort Myers in the lead, but we're not done yet.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, May 16th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Project Pup. Whether or not you have a pet at home, you can purchase a special ticket package that includes a Layla and Lucy May figurine. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com to find the promo code for this one-of-a-kind deal and get your tickets today.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night.
Saul Turan is starting off a really solid campaign once again for the Threshers. No earned runs allowed in his first five games. He has only let in inherited runners so far this season. After beginning last year, 10 straight games without allowing even an unearned run. First pitch to Maddox Houghton is low. 1-0 the count to start off the top of the ninth inning with a 1-0 count. Fastball just missing outside. Now it's 2-0. The pitch. Fastball outside corner. Similar location to the last one for Saul. And the count is now 2-1 to Houghton. Houghton, ribby single and the sixth. He is 1-for-2 with 2 runs scored. Walked the inning before that sixth inning. Swing and a miss. 2-2. As Teron works the count back even after starting off in a 2-0 hole. Ryan Drumboski retired all six batters he faced in 2 innings of work, striking out 4 of them in his best outing of his season. Teron has not let up a run in each of his past 2 outings in 2 innings. 2-2's grounded foul by Houghton, and it'll stay that way against the 23-year-old out of Caracas in Venezuela, signed in 2022 by the Phillies as an amateur free agent. He was 7th in saves, tied among Florida State League pitchers in 2024 with the Threshers, as injuries may have curbed his advancement throughout the Phillies system as he's been here the past 2 seasons. 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. Breaking ball fools Houghton, and he just can't touch that slider from Saul Teron. One of the 6 pitches, or the 5 pitches, excuse me, that the right-hander offers. And that one was nasty. Gustavo Armas really liked that one, you could tell. So one away now. And that will bring up Peyton Carr, the designated hitter. He takes a strike, but he challenges.
Pitch was called strike, batter is challenging.
It'll be the last challenge if it is unsuccessful, but it's a strike. So it's
all confirmed. Fort Myers has no challenge remaining.
So last challenge for Peyton Carr in Fort Myers. Most of the baseball in the strike zone, but a really good well-placed pitched on the corner for Saul Teron. 0-1. High fly ball taken the other way. Foul down the right field side. Nothing in two. Oh, 2 the count to Carr. Kicking the pitch. High fly ball out to right center field. Norrie and Burkholder converging. It's Burkholder who gets there first, makes the call and the catch for the second out of the ninth inning. Good play by Griffin Burkholder and the 2 outfielders who were drafted 1 round apart. First and second overall picks in the Phillies draft were high school outfielders. Both of them who look like they can develop into 5-tool players. First pitch coming to Yoander Martinez, holds up the swing, no go, and it's a 1-0 count to Martinez, third baseman for the Muscles, who slammed his first home run of the season. Here's the 1-0. Outside corner called strike on the slider, count evens at 1-1. And that's something you just got to love about Saul Teron. Any kind of adversity, he'll respond with a strike. 1-1 the pitch. Fastball low, oof, maybe a bit too low. Looks like it got Tyeet right around where his leg guard ends at the right knee. He appears fine, but just to be safe, Byron Matos hands a new baseball to Saul Teron, cleans off the plate to make sure Tyeet's knee can be adequately stretched out. The trainers stay in the dugout, always good to see. And it's a 2-1 count to Yoander Martinez. Next pitch, 2-1, cut on and miss. Hefty hack by Martinez, and he couldn't touch it. It's 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 2-run lead for Fort Myers here in the top of the ninth inning. Threshers to bring up Owusu Asidu, Escobar, and Norrie to lead off the ninth. Teron winds, kicks, and deals. Fastball gets away from Tyeet. That'll fill up the count at 3-2. Full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Teron is ready into the windup and the payoff. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. Martinez wanted a challenge, but Fort Myers is out, and that was pretty clearly a strike. 2 of the 3 batters faced by Teron went down on strikes, and now it's last licks for the Clearwater Threshers. Look at that beautiful pitch right at the knees by Teron, and everyone but Martinez knew it. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left, and now the Threshers look for their second straight walk-off when we return with the bottom 9.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
All comes down to this for the Clearwater Threshers. 9-1-2 due up in the ninth, and they'll face Evron Romero for the second time this series. Staring down the barrel of a 5-3 deficit here in the ninth after coming back from 3 runs down last night. The Mighty Muscles led by as much as 4. Now they lead by 2 with Avery Owusu-Asiedu set to start off this ninth inning. First pitch to Avery is hit on a line foul down the right field side, 0-1. Romero pitched in the Threshers 4-3 win back on Wednesday, tossing 2 scoreless innings with 2 walks and 1 strikeout and 1 hit allowed. 0-1, low, and now the count evens at 1-1. Owusu-Asiedu is 1-for-3 on the day, doubled and scored in his last at-bat back in the 7th. Now a 1-1 count. Here's Romero. High fly ball popped in a shallow center field. Back goes Briseño. He backpedals in towards right center. He makes the catch, and that's the first out of the ninth inning. So the leadoff man is retired. Owusu-Asiedu will likely finish 1-for-4. That'll bring up Aaron Escobar, whose single in the 7th inning extended his season-long and Threshers career-long on-base streak to 16 games. And there has been, I think, only one other Thresher, at least in my last 3 years, that has had an on-base streak of this length. Actually, 2 other Threshers in the last 3 seasons. Escobar fouls off the first pitch. Last year, Caden Hediger had a season-long on-base streak of 20 games. The year before, Otto Kemp started the season by reaching in the first 29 games for the Threshers, which has been the longest in the last 3 seasons. 0-1 to Escobar. Fastball inside corner, called a strike, but it's challenged by Escobar, and here's Byron Matos.
This was called strike. Matos is challenging.
It would be the last challenge if Escobar gets it wrong. And, oh my goodness, that was painfully close.
Clearwater has no challenge remaining.
Just a couple of stitches. That baseball ended up inside the strike zone, enough to make it 0-2. And no more challenges now for either squad. Escobar awaits the 0-2 pitch. Upstairs and outside on the slider. 1-2 now as Romero misses. One ball, two strikes, one out to Escobar. Team's RBI leader so far this season. Threshers down by two. The pitch taken the other way, but foul. One and two still. New set of base balls for the home plate umpire in Byron Mato. And it's a one ball, two strike count to Escobar. He digs in, slightly open stance as Romero gets set. The wind, the kick, and the 1-2 pitch. Holds up the swing. He did not go, and it's 2-2. I would have been quite upset if Xander Huddleston had called that a swing. Escobar had the bat on his ear and had to just hold himself up and twist the other way to avoid that inside fastball. And now the count's even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch slammed foul the other way. And it's still 2-2. The count to Escobar. Romero deals. Escobar fouls it off himself. We stay even at 2-2. Still 2-2 to Escobar. Last three pitches have been fouled off with two strikes. 2-2 pitch. Sliced foul again. Four pitches knocked foul by Escobar as he is battling so far against Ivan Romero. That is the ninth pitch. That's the eighth pitch, sorry, of this at bat. And we continue. Two balls, two strikes, one out in the bottom ninth. Escobar honing in. Romero dealing. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. That's a tough battle to lose, especially if your team is down by two runs in the ninth. And now Dante Norri makes the Threshers' last chance. His first multi-RBI game of the season after his last two at-bats have resulted in runs batted in. He is 2-for-3 with two RBIs, including a sac fly his last time up. First pitch to Norri, fouled the other way down the left field line. Out of play, it's 0-1. Norri, 19 years old, drafted with the 27th overall pick in the 2024 draft by the Philadelphia Phillies. Signed him out of a commitment to Mississippi State. Here's the 0-1. Slices foul again, and Norri is down to his final strike. It is a save situation for Ivan Romero. Jacob Hall would likely get the win, and the loss would go to Luke Gabrish. Here's the 0-2. Upstairs, 1-2. Norri stays alive. One, two to Norri. The pitch upstairs, 2-2. Threshers are certainly being cautious at the plate here in the ninth. They know one mistake could end the game, especially now with two outs in the frame. Two, two. Outside and low, 3-2. A full count to Dante Norri. And that would set up Eduardo Tait as the tying run if Norri can get aboard with either another ball or something bigger. A payoff pitch is coming, though. Romero winds, kicks, and deals. Norri hits a foul ball down the left field line again, and we stay full at 3-2. All strikes on Dante Norri. The first two in the at-bat, and now this last pitch on the 3-2 count have been foul balls by Dante Norri. Payoff again. Hits on the ground a second. This should do it. Briseño is there. Shuffles and throws to first. And the Mighty Muscles finish off the 1-2-3 ninth inning to seal a 5-3 victory. Threshers had their chances but couldn't complete the comeback as the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles have forced a chance for the Threshers only to get a share of the split, as they fell 5-3 despite scoring the two most recent runs in the seventh inning. Should be a win for Jacob Hall. Definitely a save for Yvonne Romero, and Luke Gabrish will suffer the loss as he allowed the first run of the game in the third inning. And the Threshers never quite recovered. So he'll drop to 0-2. And Romero will pick up, I believe, his first save of the season. That's going to be it for tonight, but it certainly was another competitive game despite the five errors. As the Mighty Muscles scored first, the Threshers kept getting themselves back into the game, though. Dante Norri smacked the first of his two RBIs in the fifth inning and the first of his two hits in the third. Norri also had a sacrifice fly in the seventh. This is the fifth inning single that scored Diego Gonzalez to make it 3-1, and that's about as close as the Threshers got. Their biggest inning came in the seventh, which began with an Avery Owusu-Asiedu double, and then Aaron Escobar singled to move Avery to third base. That's when Dante Norri hit the sacrifice fly. He also made a couple of nice plays in the field. A great game overall for Dante, two RBIs and two hits, but the Threshers fell 5-3. Griffin Burkholder also drove in his first professional RBI, single down the left field line, and then great base running moved him over to second base, but it wasn't enough. Raider Tello made a great play at first base late. Ryan Dromboski was spectacular, striking out four of the six batters he faced, but it wasn't quite enough as the Threshers out-hit the Mighty Muscles, but were outscored 5-3. The rubber match is tomorrow. Threshers looking to even up the series as the second week in a row, a different team has won every other game, and the Threshers look to continue that trend with a win tomorrow night. Until then, thank you all for tuning in. I'm Josh Sperber, wishing you all a great weekend, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow.